Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Blintfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturated, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our gorgeous clients, Ellie. She's 48. She lives in the UK. She's a single mum. She has one daughter. And I actually remember when you joined our 28-day challenge. And even in the challenge, you got incredible results. And I just really feel like you should be so proud of yourself, of how you've really applied yourself and the incredible improvements that you've seen, because you've made some really huge, some huge, huge changes. So first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Now, do you want to tell the listeners what was happening before you joined the program? You know, what was the weight, the drinking, the symptoms, and then what was the trigger for you to finally go, I need to do something?
Yeah, so obviously I'm 48, I'm perimenopausal, and when I hit the age of 45, I'd been going quite well up until then. You know, I was weight training, I was training with affordable online coaching, which was previously James Smith Academy. I was tracking, you know, tracking my protein, eating to a calorie deficit. Whenever I needed to lose weight, I would just fall into that, do my strength training. And then when I hit 45, things started to change. I started experiencing perimenopausal symptoms. I've been on the contraceptive pill for many years because I've got polycystic ovary syndrome. I've been on and off the contraceptive pill since I was 15. So I think that masked a lot of my perimenopausal symptoms up until the point that I was 45. Then I started to get brain fog. I started to put on weight, like I did when, because I'm also hypothyroid. I've been hypothyroid for 20 years, since I was 28. So I, you know, when I was hypothyroid and unmedicated, I put on weight like that, like the clappers, just, and this is what was happening to me at this point. You know, when I turned 45, I just started putting on weight. I was more anxious. I always like a wine, drinking quite a lot of wine at weekends. And then I just was to the point where I was a bit like, I can't really be bothered to try and eat, you know, eat healthily and things, because I just put on weight no matter what I do. You know, I'm active, I weight train, I get my steps in. I don't think I eat that badly. And the other thing is, my, on top of that, my daughter, she's got ASD and ADHD. She was diagnosed a few years ago, and she's got a big, big problem with food. So she struggles with textures. She's very fussy. She's also had a bit of an eating disorder. So she, you know, she lost quite a lot of weight at the time that I was putting on weight, ironically. So I was a bit like, well, you know, I'm not going to watch what I eat anymore around her. It's not healthy. I'm just going to try and show her that I enjoy food. So all of these things were happening at the same time. So sort of from the, in the last 3 years, I put on about 2 stone, which, yeah, you know, I went from about 68 kilos to 83 at my heaviest. And, you know, to stop weighing myself, just couldn't be doing with it. And then, you know, I've followed you, as probably so many other women say, I've followed you for a long time on Instagram. And there were so many times when I thought, I really should sign up to this and sort my shit out. But I just wasn't ready to do that. And then this year in May, myself and my daughter, we went on holiday to Turkey. We went to an all-inclusive resort, no steps, lots of drinks, lots of food. And I came back and I, you know, I got on the scales and I thought, oh, I weigh 83K. Yes, some of it's water weight, but this is not good. I need, the perimenopausal symptoms are about, you know, I take HRT, the perimenopausal, and they did help with it. It has helped with some of the perimenopausal symptoms, but the perimenopausal symptoms are bad. My legs hurt. My legs really hurt. You know, my legs were really swollen. And, you know, at one point I thought maybe I've got lipedema, you know, because very estrogen dominant. And I thought, I really need to do something about this. And I said to my daughter, look, you're very fussy. I, you know, We can eat together sometimes, but I will be eating separately to you at other times. But I'm doing this for my health to try and help myself. And she's been very, very good with it. To be fair, she just eats everything beige. So it's impossible to eat. It's just
Lynn.
impossible. Bland, you know, it's typical autistic, you know, a plate full of chips, chicken nuggets, pasta. But to me, I just want her to eat. So I joined the 28-day challenge thinking, very quietly thinking, I'm sure that it does work, but I'm not sure it worked for me because nothing works for me. You know, because in the 3 years I had dialed things back, you know, thought I'm putting on a bit of weight, so I'm going to go back into a calorie deficit. You know, I'm going to stop drinking. Maybe if I want to drink, I'll have the old gin and tonic, slimline tonic. And I remember doing 3 months of that in the summer of 2023. And I had my HRT review, got on the scales, and I put on like 5 kilos. And I was just like, fuck it. I've just, you know, what's the point? What is the point? And I just feel that everything changed. Yeah, everything kind of changed at that age. It, you know,
Were
you
you
can't
just
get
like,
away.
I'm just going to give this a go? I think, like most women, you're right, because they're like, they think that they've tried everything, but then they come into our program, they realize what actually works and the system that actually works. And you don't know what you don't know because you're not educated on the right things and what to actually focus on. So I'm sure so many women are listening to your story going, yes, nodding the head, yes. Okay, cool. So you joined the challenge, did the challenge, you got incredible results in the challenge. I just remember you posting about all your cycle improvements. So then you joined the group coaching. So I want you to talk about all of the results that you've seen since joining the program up until this point. So body fat changes, muscle gain, you know, any improvements in your, just everything. Talk about everything.
Well, I mean, 3 weeks into the 28-day challenge, I got COVID, which didn't really help me. So it did screw up my hormones a little bit, which I've been working with Vivian on. So she increased my carbs because my cycles went a bit funny because of that. But even so, you know, I started at 83 kg. This morning I weighed in at 74.1, so I'm hovering around the 74 mark. So I never thought I would see those sort of numbers again. When I started, I thought, do you know what? Even if I go back to 75 kg, I'd be quite happy. And now I'm at 74.1, so I'm sort of hovering around the late 73s, early 74 mark. My body fat has gone, I think, from 33% to 19.5%. So that has been the biggest change for me because I've weight trained for many years, but the weight training program that you have is different to what I've done previously in terms of the two sets and the progressive overload. Yes, I've pushed my weights up, but not like this. I've never kind of been able to really lift the sort of weights that I'm doing in the gym, particularly upper body. My anxiety has gone. I don't feel the need to eat and drink my feelings anymore, and that is an incredible. So I feel more mentally switched on. I don't feel as anxious. I don't have as quite as bad a brain fog. I still struggle with my sleep every now and then, but even that's better. And I look different. I mean, people have said, what are you doing? You've lost a lot of weight, but then you look very lean. You look very toned. So I'd say now, you know, before when I was very lean, I guess I sort of, I think my lowest weight's been 63 kg, but I think if I went back down to that, I probably wouldn't have the toned look that I'm getting right now. That makes sense. You don't need to be as light as you think you do. You've said that. You don't need to be as light as you think. And
And you have
that's
muscle. You
what.
have muscle now. You're training away and supporting your body with enough nutrients and fuel to, you're actually building muscle, which is brilliant.
Because I lost a lot of muscle. You know, I did have, I think my body fat went down to 22 at my lowest, but now it's lower than that, which is just weird. But I lost a lot of I lost mus a lot I lost a lot of strength with the perimenopause. I put on a lot of fat. You know, that's what happens, isn't it? And really, it was quite, you know, sort of going for walks, having hot flushes, sweating, you know, just and then going to being able to walk at a decent pace, feeling fitter as well. That's another thing I've found. My cycles, because of the COVID, have been up and down, but I think had I not been doing this plan, I think I would have had a really very tough time with them, because that's what COVID does, isn't it? It absolutely screws it screws up so many things, but it definitely screws up people's hormones.
So I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and tell you a little bit more about the brand new Metabolic Reset Challenge. So if you're a woman who's been stuck in the cycle of restrictive diets, cutting carbs, eating clean, giving up sugar, or spending endless hours doing cardio only to lose weight, regain weight, or you can't even lose weight at all, so you just end up feeling frustrated, exhausted, and wondering why nothing works, you're not alone. The things that worked in your 20s and 30s just don't work the same once you hit your 40s. And with all the conflicting advice out there about how women should eat and train at this stage of life, it's no wonder you feel confused, stuck, and desperate to feel like yourself again. And that's exactly why we created the Metabolic Reset Challenge. So this is a 21-day kickstart designed to help you rebuild your metabolism, balance your hormones, learn how to strength train effectively to build muscle, and of course, achieve sustainable fat loss while eating real food, real carbs, and feeling good again. And the best part is it's only $14. Now, when you join, you'll get to access our custom new strength tracker app. Now, we've spent nearly $1 million on this app, but it is incredible. So if you've been watching along and thinking, oh, I'd really like to try their app and their program, this is your chance. So the app actually calculates your current body composition along with your weight. So it allows us to set personalized weight and body composition targets. So you'll know exactly where to focus to get results. You'll check in weekly in the app. You'll use the food tracker. You'll use the training section of the app. And at week two, you'll receive detailed personalized feedback so you have a clear roadmap to reach your goals. So this is also perfect for the woman who feels like they're doing everything right. So I often get messages from women going, yeah, but Kitty, I'm eating healthy and I'm training consistently. I'm hitting my protein targets. And so this allows us to do a deep dive into what you're doing. It's like a mechanic opening up the hood of your car. And so we can actually see where you're going wrong, and we can give you a clear roadmap to reach your goals. You'll also get pro metabolic nutrition coaching that teaches you how to build your own meal plans, eat the foods you love, and fuel your body, not starve it. You'll get meal plans, recipe books, meal ideas, food lists, and live coaching calls with direct access to me and Craig for 21 days, where we're going to guide you every step of the way. You even get feedback on your training videos so that you know that you're doing everything right. This isn't just another cookie cutter program. It's fully supported, hands-on coaching experience that's personalized to you. So it's going to help you finally understand what's been holding you back and shows you how to transform your body, your hormones, and your confidence for good. So if you're ready to stop guessing, stop spinning your wheels, and finally see results, or you just want to try our app, then come and join us for just $14. So I'm going to drop a link in the show notes with more information, and let's get back to the podcast. Yeah, it's so good. Wow, you should be so proud of yourself. You really have applied yourself and your results are incredible. And you must be, how do you feel now? Like, do you feel about your body? You must be feeling so good.
I feel like I just can't really believe that I'm getting the results that I am. I know it sounds like a cliche because I had effectively given up. And obviously, I did do pretty good things with affordable online coaching, and that's how I learned about women's fat loss and all that sort of stuff. So I'll always have an incredible amount of respect for James and the coaches, but this, in terms of the macros, is absolutely on point, and especially the carbohydrate allowance, because you are eating an incredible amount of carbs. I'm hypothyroid. I mean, in my 30s, I completely cut out carbs. So I was the other extreme. I completely cut out carbs for a few years. I was like, oh, I'm really carb intolerant, so I'm not going to eat bread. I'm not going to eat pasta. I'm not going to eat fruit. I'm not going to eat. And I was really, really skinny, but I didn't necessarily feel any better for it. And if I had I known what I know now about the thyroid function and carbs and how important they are, I would never have done that. I just wouldn't have done it. It's just
You just
crazy.
don't know. I was the same. Like, it's just there's so much crap. I was actually creating a reel next week. I can't remember her name, but she's like carnivore, and she just craps on about like how you don't need. And I'm just like, this is why women are so metabolically fucked, because they get sucked in with this information. Like, look at you. Look at all how much your health's improved. You're finally losing weight. How many calories are you eating?
2,570, and
Wow.
no one can really believe that. And I mean, my daughter will sit there when I have the evening meal Well, I've got this massive bowl of low-fat Greek yogurt with fruit, honey, maple syrup, and she's like, that is a massive portion of food. So she is seeing me eating a lot of food and getting these results, which is very positive for a teenager with an eating disorder to me, because she's seeing me getting stronger and she's seeing me eat a lot. And she'll be like, God, I can't believe how much you're eating, so.
Brilliant. It's such a setting a brilliant example for her. And you've lost nearly 10 kilos now, hey? You'd be getting close to 10 kilos.
Yes,
Yeah.
nearly 10 kilos. Yeah, it's just I never thought that that would happen again. I had just, as I said, I had just given up. I had just gone, oh well, maybe I'm just destined to be a bit bigger in perimenopause. That's that. And
You just need the
yeah.
right method. I know this is why I'm so passionate about what we do. And talk about the app and the system that we've created. Talk about that, because I think that's very unique and people don't really understand it till they come in and they experience the coaching with the app and how it all works.
Yeah, I mean the app is phenomenal. I've never used an app. I mean, I've done quite a bit of online coaching as I've referenced before, but I've never used an app like this. So, the food diary, the tracking, the temperature and pulse, I've been doing that, and I've seen my waking temperature go up in recent weeks, which is good. The training as well. The training is so sophisticated. You've got everything that you need on this app. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, and the tracking is so on point as well, because you've got your calories, you've got your macros, and I tend to eat a lot of the same things in the week, and then I swap over the week after. So I to be honest, I think I'm quite an undiagnosed neurodivergent, so actually eating the same things all the time doesn't really bother me, but I do swap things around a bit. So I've got templates of food plan of meal plans, where
Thank you
that I
though.
can.
But I find meals that I really like. Like at the moment, I'm totally obsessed with nachos, like making
Yes.
the corn
Yeah.
chips. And like I've had them seriously like every night for about 2 weeks because I just never get sick of them. And then I get to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm so sick of that, I need to eat something different. But I find these different meals that I just get obsessed with.
Yes, this is I'm the same. So and the tracker, it really help the app really helps you keep on track with everything. It really does. And obviously the check-ins, they're very sophisticated as well. You're doing your measurements, you're putting down whether you've drank alcohol or not. It keeps you accountable. I wasn't sure about the weighing every day because I find weighing quite triggering, but now I completely get it. Now I completely get that you're looking at an average per week rather than, so I've not been triggered if the scales go up like I used to be. That's why I stopped weighing myself, because every time I got on the scales, it was literally like, oh, I've put on another few kilos. Great. And
Yeah, totally. I feel like so many, and I used to be the same thing. And then once you weigh yourself, I feel like, oh, you just notice, that it fluctuates daily, even if you've been 100% consistent. So it sort of takes away.
yeah.
It's just another data point. And how have you found doing it all online and in the group coaching?
Really easy. I mean, to be fair, I am very used to online coaching because, I've done it before. The only time I've ever done face-to-face coaching was actually when I started with weights, and I went to an on to, sorry, a local PT in my area, and he was the person who taught me how to train weights, because I'd never been in a gym. I used to do loads of Les Mills classes, terrified of going in the gym, just didn't want to do it. And then he sort of I trained with him for about 6 months, and I got good results from that. But then I moved online once I knew what I was doing. But I think this is the support that you guys give, even to somebody who's never done online coaching, who's never done on training online, I think it's second to none. So I think the fact that you can go on Slack, ask questions, that the coaching calls, if you can make them, but you can listen to them as well, if you can't make them. I say that the support is phenomenal.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you feel like it's been worth the investment?
Yes, absolutely. It's the best money I've spent this year, because I would have loved one-on-one, but I couldn't really afford it. The group coaching was kind of the last bit of my savings, if you like. And I thought, no, I'm just going to do it because I've had great results on the 28-day challenge, and I need to sort myself out. Can't go on like this.
Yeah, so you feel like it was worth it investing that last?
Yes.
Well, you've done so well. And finally, what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining the program?
I would say I would say go for it because you've got nothing to lose. It is the best program out there, and I think really because I sat on the fence for so long, and I let things get too out of control before I actually decided to take the plunge, and I wish that I hadn't. I mean, obviously, I'm now rectifying that, and I've done it far quicker than I ever thought I would. But I would say go for it. At first, the meal planning can be a bit intimidating at first. I've worked with macros before, but I think if you've never eaten to macros before, you can think, oh God, it's a bit intimidating. But all the support, all the videos, all the course material that you guys provide is just fantastic. And it's so easy to follow. It's the easiest program to follow I've ever done, to be honest, because of the material that you provide, because of the support that you provide. So I would say go for it. Don't leave it like I did, to the point where you look at yourself and you're like the heaviest you've been since you were pregnant, because that's truly what happened. I was the heaviest this year that I've been since I was pregnant with my daughter 15 years ago,
Yeah, wow.
nearly.
We've done incredibly well. I can't wait to see where you are in another 6 months.
Oh
Hey.
yeah,
Yeah.
no,
Because how
I'm
long's
all
it
for it.
been since when you started the challenge? When did you start the challenge?
I started at the beginning of June, I
June.
think it
So
was.
June, July, August. What is it now? September. It's
Yeah,
only
it's
like
four.
4 months you've been
Yeah,
doing
it feels
it.
like longer.
Like it does feel like longer, doesn't it? Wow. What incredible results in 4 months. That's so amazing. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on and
That's
sharing your
okay.
story. And hopefully, it inspires a woman to take action and invest in herself. And because I agree, it's just so life changing. It's just so nice
It's
to eat
it is.
normal food and train to be strong and feel good and sleep well. And yeah, it is. It's so life changing. And if you're a woman who's listening to this and you've been thinking about joining the program, there's lots of ways you can work with us. We've got a challenge. We've got a group coaching. You can work with us one-on-one. There's a link below. You can book a free discovery call and have a chat with Jo. And thank you so much, Ellie. And I will see you in the program.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.